Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning and welcome on this Pentecost Sunday to this broadcast of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and our church and our supporters welcome you to this programme. Pentecost is the day in the life of the churches when we remember how, after Jesus' resurrection and then his ascension to God in heaven, the Holy Spirit came in tongues of fire and with the sound of rushing wind on the disciples of Jesus. Often we think of it as the birthday of the church, the day when being the people of God in an apostolic form came about. It happens that this is the season when we also remember the anniversaries of other churches, the 100th anniversary of the United Church in Canada, and the 150th anniversary of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. Words from Psalm 104 speak about something of the work of the Spirit in creation, beginning at verse 27. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it up to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
Breathe from earth through all its forms.
turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Our holy and loving God, from our scattered and diverse lives, we assemble together in spirit to draw near to you. For you are great and wonderful, wise and compassionate, and with joyful hearts we celebrate the gifts and guidance of your Spirit. At the beginning of the creation, you sent your Spirit to bring life. Over the centuries, your Spirit equipped your people to proclaim your love and holiness and justice. And through the flames of Pentecost, your Spirit gave birth to the Church with energy and wonder. And today your Spirit is at work in the world, bringing renewal and hope to your people here and everywhere. Transform us by your Spirit to become more faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, you poured out your Spirit to guide your disciples and empower your Church with gifts for ministry. We confess we often resist the Spirit's guidance. The challenge to change makes us uncomfortable. We overlook the gifts others can offer and fail to live out Christ's love for the world. Forgive us, O God. Send your Holy Spirit to us again to open our minds and hearts to the challenges in ministry you set before us, in the name of Jesus. Let us hear and believe this promise of the good news. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old life has passed away and the new life has begun. Know that in Jesus Christ, you are forgiven, set free to live life anew in the power of the Holy Spirit. So send your Spirit to us now, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's reading comes from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. It is the account of the first day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came. Acts chapter 2 at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, the disciples were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." The day of Pentecost has always been a great celebration for the church. We gather each year on this day, effectively 50 days on from Easter, to hear the story of the birth of the church in its apostolic form, told in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles like the rush of a violent wind, with tongues as of fire dancing on their heads, people from all nations hearing the apostles speaking in their own language, and more than 3,000 responding by being baptized into Christ. It's an amazing story to hear again, isn't it? The miracle of Pentecost. And naturally, we in the churches ask, where is the wind and fire today? Where is the excitement of that first Pentecost? Perhaps the better question to ask is, where is the Holy Spirit today? After all, isn't that the point of Pentecost, to give us the Holy Spirit? So the question to ask today is not, where is the wind and fire, but where is the Holy Spirit? And if we ask the question in that way, then we do indeed have a pretty exciting answer, if you ask me, because the Holy Spirit is without doubt with us today in some amazing and powerful ways. Here are three of them. Firstly, the Holy Spirit is here and comes to us today through the Holy Word, the divinely inspired, faith-producing, life-changing Word of God, which connects us to all Christians going all the way back to that first Pentecost and connects us to the God who inspired and guided the people in every age to write down their experience and witness and testimony to God, giving us, amongst other things, the words of the Bible. The same Holy Spirit who inspired Peter to preach on that first Pentecost, expounding Old Testament texts, is here with us today in the churches as we hear again his ancient words. And those who heard Peter that day heard him speak in their own language, and so do we. The Canadian Bible Society says that for the first time in history, making the Bible available to all is a realistic goal, which makes translation a defining challenge for our generation. They write that by 2033, they hope that 95% of people in the globe will have access to a full Bible, that 99.96% will have access to a New Testament, that 100% will have access to at least some portion of Scripture. And from a position of humility, of affirming hope and engaging with the complexities of reconciliation, the Canadian Bible Society are honoured to be invited to work alongside Indigenous Canadians for the good of their communities. Isn't this amazing? The Pentecost miracle continues, and through the Word of God proclaimed around the world, in people's own languages, the Holy Spirit continues to be poured into the hearts of listeners, producing faith and trust in God. Where is the Holy Spirit today? The Holy Spirit comes to us today in gathered congregations as churches. As Martin Luther put it in his small catechism, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. The Holy Spirit is the reason that congregations and churches gather today. The Holy Spirit calls and gathers us together, just as he has done for centuries all around the world. The Holy Spirit brings us together and gives us a variety of gifts, all for the common good. The Apostle Paul reminds us that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. The Spirit has been poured out upon all flesh, as Peter reminds us in his Pentecost sermon. Young and old, men and women, all have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we come together to share our gifts and insights and become more than we can possibly be on our own. Radio broadcasts are good for people who can't get to a gathering. Online streaming is good for maintaining contact with a fellowship and a minister with whom we have a prior relationship. They're good for folks who are on the fringe of faith, who are looking to maybe step inside a fellowship or congregation. But to know God means being involved in person with God's people. The Holy Spirit likes us to be together. And when we come together in Jesus' name as the church, around the Word, there's another way in which the Holy Spirit comes to us, and that's through the sacraments, in baptism. For Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, at the end of that Pentecostal sermon he preached, "Repent and be baptized, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And just a couple of verses later on in Acts chapter 2 verse 42, we read that the church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. In other words, they gathered together as a community to hear the word and to celebrate Holy Communion as the baptized people of God. The point of Pentecost is not the wind and the fire, it never was. The point of Pentecost is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who brings to the church all the gifts of God, all that we need for life and a relationship with God that we call salvation. But if the point of Pentecost is the gift of the Holy Spirit, then the result of Pentecost is the sharing of the good news of the gospel with all nations. Do you remember what Jesus said to the disciples just before he ascended into heaven? We heard it last week. He said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." If you are baptized, if you are hearing God's word today, and if you receive communion today, as we're sharing together at St. Andrew's Presbyterian, then the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you'll receive power needed to be our Lord's witnesses, even to the ends of the earth. You and I have everything we need to go and share our faith, everything we need to be the church, the body of Christ in the world. Because we have the Holy Spirit, we can share the good news of Jesus and tell everyone where to go to receive all the promises of God. We know where to go to receive the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and true, eternal, abundant life. You know where they can go to fill that God-shaped hole that is in each of our souls. You know the one place where everyone can go to find true joy, true meaning, and true blessedness. It's the place whose birth we celebrate today. It is the church.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ the Lord.
Let us again turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord our God, thanks and praise erupt from our lips, for you pour out your Spirit upon us, arousing us with visions and dreams and intoxicating us with an uncontrollable fervour to proclaim your truth in the language of praise. You sent forth your Spirit to create the universe and fill it with your wonders. You breathed into us, and we rose from the dust. The face of the earth came alive. And in these last days, your Son, Jesus Christ, came speaking your words and doing your works, revealing the truth of who you are. He was crucified, but you raised him to glory by your life-giving power. Having secured our adoption as your children and commissioned us to continue his works, he poured out your Holy Spirit on us, setting our hearts ablaze with a passion for peace and firing our tongues with everlasting songs of joy. God of all places, people and times, hear us as we speak to you of our gratitude and our concerns in the world. And let us hear your voice calling us to build your commonwealth of grace and reconciliation in the world you love. We thank you for the Spirit's presence among us, for the gifts you bless us with, and for the ways people use the gifts you give to bring life and joy to the world. Blow through us on this day of Pentecost and renew our faith. Reawaken in us our love for God. Re-strengthen our fellowship with one another. Nurture our care for one another and your creation. Let your Pentecostal fire warm our hearts with trust in Jesus Christ and hope for the future being created among us. Nurture us to do great things in your name. Wind of the Spirit, enliven us and renew our faith. Blow through us and renew our energy to serve you in Christ's church. Open our eyes to recognize the need for ministry and mission in changing times. Open our hearts to welcome newcomers and meet those whom we don't yet know. Open our hands to share in the tasks that need doing, and open our lips in prayer and praise. and in this season of thanksgiving for 100 years of the life of the United Church and 150 years of the life of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, we offer thanks and praise for the communities of each we belong to, praying that your Spirit would quicken and enliven us and renew our energy. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and bring us healing and peace for all who face pain or illness, discouragement or disappointment. Bring healing for all who know sorrow, sadness or grief. Bring healing for those who face stress and pressure. And bring healing to places in the world facing conflict and for the creation struggling for life itself. Blow through us and bring us the wisdom and compassion we see in Christ Jesus. Blow through us and equip us to serve the world you love in his name. Blow through your whole church and refresh us as your faithful people, as together we say the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountain my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.